Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Orgasmic Induction. For this file, you will need to touch, so it might help if things are accessible and that you won't be interrupted. Are you ready? Very well, let's begin. Now, what we're going to do is quite simple. I'm going to hypnotize you using the rhythm of masturbation, using your own fingers against you, and at the point of release, the orgasm, I'm going to take your mind and leave nothing left. Now I hope that thought makes you aroused, that the idea of your mind being taken away through pleasure is something that you crave. And if not, well, you're here anyway, so why not give it a try? Now what I want you to do is I want you to caress gently close by, not quite on top yet, and I want you to caress in a rhythm that feels natural. I want you to caress back and forth in an even, nice rhythm that makes you feel nice, pleasured. Just a soft, simple rhythm. It'll come natural. I won't have to say it. It will feel nice to just caress back and forth. You'll see. Because as soon as you start caressing close and listening to my voice, you can already feel the desire between your legs building. You can feel the desire to be told what to do, to be instructed to touch. And this might be the first time you're listening to me, or it might be a thousandth time. Who knows? I'm sure that every one of those times will be more enjoyable than the last. So continue to touch close by, but not quite. Let the feeling of desire spread through your body. Let that feeling of need build up. That slow, welcome rhythm where you have no because the body finds the rhythm, not the mind. As the body finds the rhythm, you'll feel that you start to slip into a calmer state. Even though you're not yet touching between your legs, you're close by and you can feel your body desire. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to feel that desire build, doesn't it? And just listening to my voice teasing you, taunting you, you can feel the desire of your fingertips to go further, but you have to restrain yourself to wait for my command. And this won't be the only time you'll be waiting for my command. No, especially the orgasm itself will be very important that it is timed exactly right. So you're going to do your best to follow my words now, aren't you? Very good. Now you'll already start to feel your mind slowly giving in, doing as I say to do, so that it feels more relaxed and more open. By now it's used to following my words, to following along with my voice and touching, and it feels rather natural, doesn't it? To touch while you're listening to my voice telling you to touch. Now, You may touch between your legs. You may let your fingers run naturally, however feels best. For some, their motions are different than others. No matter how it is, your motion counts. Your feelings count. So I want you to move exactly as feels natural to you, in a smooth, welcome rhythm, as you listen to my voice, surrendering to my voice, following my words. And as you do so, you start to feel really, really good. With every passing second, your body easily builds higher and higher. You're following my words without any thought whatsoever. You're following my voice without even thinking. In fact, you're just touching, masturbating, letting yourself feel so very good. And you would love to rise even higher, feeling on the edge, ready to release, don't you? But take your time. We're in no particular rush. In fact, it's important that you let yourself enjoy every second, so that the only parts of your mind that aren't listening to my voice with total dedication are busy enjoying themselves with the pleasure between your legs. And it's perfectly fine to make soft noises. It's perfectly fine to go so deep into that pleasure that you're forgetting any and all decorum and just softly breathe and moan, that you just let go of any and all restraints that you think you have and just purely, deeply enjoy the touch. You can feel yourself drifting as you go back and forth. You can feel yourself floating as you listen to me, touching yourself, going deeper and deeper as your body goes higher and higher, closer to orgasm. And there is this plateau. There is this perfect balance on the edge of orgasm, that with a little bit of practice becomes so easy to reach. And soon, very soon now, you'll be there. You'll be dancing on the edge for me. You'll be dancing on the edge, listening to my voice, waiting for me to give you the command. That simple three-letter command, that coarse word that makes you over the edge. But like I said, not yet. Because going over the edge in this state, completely focused on my voice and your pleasure, means that as soon as the pleasure stops, as soon as you feel that orgasm, that intense release, all that is left is a completely empty mind listening to my voice. And as you keep touching, you know this to be true. Right now, there's only two parts to your mind. The part enjoying the pleasure, building higher and higher, getting so close to orgasm you can practically taste it. And the part completely obeying my voice. And even though you're touching yourself, softly moaning, breathing, you can speak without even thinking. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. You're touching yourself rhythmically, beautifully dancing on the edge, every movement smooth, every repetition bringing you closer to an ever, ever closer orgasm. There's just so much desire in your body right now, so much craving, so much needing. You want to orgasm. You want me to say that coarse word that pulls you over the edge and blanks your mind. You want me to take you over that edge. And you know that only when you're listening to this does an orgasm do that. Only when you're listening to my voice does an orgasm make you completely go blank for me. You're so close. Your mind is drifting, focusing on the pleasure, focusing on the movements of your fingers. You're so very close, your hands moving, your whole body rhythmically closer to orgasm, your whole mind craving, craving to release, your whole being focused on that simple desire of ultimate pleasure. It's getting closer and closer. You know that not long now I will say the magic words. The magic word that makes you give in completely. The magic word that makes me control you from head to toe. And you want it, don't you? You crave it. You need it. You crave the release, you crave the surrender, and you know that when I command you, you won't have a choice. You long for it, you long for the lack of choice, you long for the lack of control. You're so close to orgasm. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop and come. And the beauty is that on your fingers there will be a mess that you can't quite remember. Between your legs there will be a delicious sensitivity that you can't quite recall. And that feels lovely, doesn't it? To know that something naughty has happened and that your mind is all fuzzy on it. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. And by giving you pleasure, making you dedicate your touches and pleasure to me for this moment, you've given me everything. Complete control over you. So in a moment, when I awaken you again, you can feel fulfilled with both the release and the surrender. And you know that doing this again will only make it stronger. Doing this again makes you surrender more and more every time. There is no other option. By doing this file, you have chosen to surrender. And by surrendering, you have lost your choice. And that feels wonderful. The orgasm, the blankness after it, and then the unknown. Now I'm going to count up again, letting you slowly wake. And as I do, You'll feel refreshed, even if you're still a bit fuzzy on what actually happened. 1, 2, slowly, 3, waking, 4, clear, 5, 6, slowly getting back to the world, 7, more alert, 8, more aware, 9, almost there, and 10, wake. Now that was fun.